knowledge fight.
Great respect for knowledge, like
knowledge. Fight. I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys, saying we are the bad guys. Knowledge fight.
Dan and Jordan. Knowledge fight.
Need money. Andy and Kansas. Stop it. Andy and Kansas. Andy. It's time to pray. Andy and Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
Knowledge fight.
KnowledgeFight.com. I love you.
One, two, three.
Hey, everybody.
I have no idea what the fuck just happened right now.
You just got Matt Damon, my man.
You just got Matt Damon. Oh, I thought we were starting the show, but now I'm having a fever dream.
We just got Matt Damon.
Okay.
It happens. Hey, everybody.
True.
Hey!
Welcome to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We are a couple of dudes who like to travel around the East Coast, sit around and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Oh. Indeed we are, Dan.
Jordan.
Dan, I have a quick question for you, sir.
What's up?
What's your bright spot today?
Why don't you go first?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dan. My bright spot just happened earlier tonight.
Oh, he's up.
I'm not joking. I'm going to tell you this because
I also have made the mistake that we told ourselves we would not do, and I have already leaned backwards.
Yeah, basically. He's going to be asleep in 20 minutes.
This is no good.
So, no. So here's what happens, because this is really important to me. So we were in backstage. I don't know if you guys saw Ryan. I don't know if anybody came in. Ryan was great. Please give another round of applause for Ryan. All right, so Ryan and Dan go way, way back.
Way.
Right? So they've been in the green room chatting like old buddies.
Mm-hmm.
What's Jordan been doing? Pacing.
Pacing
the hallway by himself, just going, what's Jordan doing? Now, when Ryan goes on stage, Dan comes out.
He looks
me right in the eyes and he says, I just want to make sure you don't think I was neglecting you. Do you know why? Because we love each other!
And maybe the best part about this, too, is that we got caught in that moment, too.
We did.
And we had to explain ourselves.
Julie walked up and was like, are you guys okay?
Yeah, no. We're fine.
Yeah, we're
great.
That's my bright spot. What's your bright spot?
Man, I can't top
that. You can't top it.
No, I can't. So on this tour, we've been taking a lot of means of conveyance around. We've flown, we've taken trains, and today we took the ferry.
We did!
How's that for New York for ya, huh? We took the ferry. That was really exciting, except I was blown away by how short it is.
I swear to God. We were both in this, like, New York movie mode where, like, if you get on the ferry, you stand on the edge and, like, look into the middle distance for, like, an hour.
Right.
While you wonder if fucking Ethan Hawke is going to show up later.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a time for contemplation, and it took a minute.
Yeah. We were just there.
Yeah.
And then we had to keep walking. It sucked.
I did get to overhear somebody on the ferry ask for booze and then be like, we don't have booze on the ferry.
No, and it wasn't me this time.
Yeah. And then we were walking here, and we walked past somewhere. There is a building, or maybe, I don't know if it's a neighborhood or what, but it's called Whack Off Gardens. What the hell is going on here? I had to Google that backstage to make sure I didn't make it up. We walked past it, and anyway, I'm moving there.
We wound up having a long conversation about Blink 182 because of it.
That is true.
So Whack Off Gardens has brought us all some joy.
And I guess this is growing up. Bang ba dang ba dang ba dang ba
dang bang ba dang ba dang bang ba dang ba dang ba dang ba dang. I'm gonna need that to deal with your continuing music.
I was gonna do that whole guitar lick.
I don't
care.
I believe you.
So Jordan.
Yes, Dan.
I believe we have an episode to do here for these fine people.
About what?
I believe it was our intention to talk somewhat about Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah, that's right!
So
that's what we do.
Talk a little bit about a day in the life. a little bit of history.
All right.
So we got a date that we're going to be covering. We're going to be covering August 12th, 2009.
2009?
Ooh.
That wasn't even a year. Why did everybody ooh? What happened to 45% of you that makes 2009 an ooh year?
What's funny is that that is kind of a normal reaction. Like, you say a date and everyone's like, oh. It's like ominous no matter what.
Well, anytime you say any date, it is filled with portent.
Yep. So there's a lot of great things about New York, obviously. Uh-huh. I wanted to try and choose a date that was very special for the folks here. There's a lot of famous people from New York. Could have chosen a number of birthdays of
Batman.
Famous people.
Yep.
I tried a few. Didn't work. All the episodes of Alex's show sucked on various celebrity birthday dates. So I wasn't able to do it. And I realized that there's a couple of through lines through the tour stops that we're making.
Uh-huh.
One of them, as we pointed out, is a tour of areas and towns that have notable regional accents.
Indeed.
So we got Baltimore.
Boston.
Uh-huh, New York.
Philly. New York.
Yep.
Toronto.
Regional accents. I guess Toronto's...
Do they count as... Okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
But then I also realized that a couple of these cities used to be the capital of the United States.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. New York has a lot of stuff going for it. It's the Big Apple, probably the most important city in the world, biggest city.
Sure.
Some local people like their city.
I'm interested in the varied reaction there. Of people who are like, I don't know if I trust them to like New York the right way.
There's some indifference, and I think probably skepticism that I was about to pull a rug out. Probably.
Yeah. This fucker from Chicago's going to lie to us.
But what New York is not is the capital of the United States.
No.
That is definitely true. Although you were for a bit.
How long?
And August 12th. 1790 was the last day that New York was the capital of the United States.
Okay. I understand how exciting this is for our show, and I want to hear what Alex Jones has to say on this random day that he has no idea what is important about.
No. This whole show is about how New York
You're shitting me!
Of course.
Oh, God damn it! I just want to know about the last day that New York... I'm so interested now in the last day that New York was the capital of the United States.
People were wandering down the street with sad trombones.
Right? Was it like zombies? Was it like 28 days later? Like, what is going on?
Yeah. God damn it, Philly's getting it again?
Did somebody get into a fight over it? You have to get into a fight,
right? I'm sure a lot of people got into a fight.
Yeah.
But it was all like very polite fighting. Back then, I assume, right? Gentlemanly stuff.
Yes.
Gloves.
We duel with guns.
We duel at dawn, Philly.
Yeah.
It's nuts, man. I didn't realize that Philly was the capital, and then like it became Newark, and then New York, then Philly again. We were very indecisive for a while. But anyway, we're celebrating the anniversary of the last day that New York was the capital of the United States.
Is anything haunted because of this?
Is anything haunted or is everything haunted?
Those are both two great questions.
I'm going to answer the second affirmatively.
Okay, all right. Well, I think that answers the first, too.
So do you have any thoughts about what could be going on this episode? And 2009,
in 2009.
Summer, end of summer?
Okay, end of summer. So the summer of rage has just ended. All right, we're into the fall of our discomfort.
Ennui.
Yeah, we've got our autumn ennui.
Right.
Right.
That is much better.
And then our winter willies.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Woo! It's so cold. No.
That's Chicago stuff. It's real cold there.
And Catholic stuff.
So no?
Take your time. No, I have no idea.
Well... You could never have guessed this anyway, so let's jump in. Here is where we begin on August 12th, 2009.
All right.
Front page of the Drudge Report, one of the top stories since last night. It is all over TV, all over radio, exactly as we had planned. That's the reason I did the whole Joker bit.
Okay. It's today.
I don't take myself too seriously sometimes. I did it to promote the contest, and I did tell people last week... And on the Sunday show and yesterday, please put it in the comments area light poles, telephone poles, in the bar districts, on the bulletin boards. Don't do anything uncivil. Check your local laws.
Check the laws.
Check your local laws.
Don't do illegal shit.
I saw on our way here, there were a bunch of like no pump signs. Mm-hmm. What are they? What is it called? I have no idea. The walls. Oh, fuck. You can't put up shit.
No
posters.
Post no bills.
Post no bills. That's not words. Post no bills.
Post yes bills. That's what I say.
Agreed.
That's what Alex
says,
too.
That's what we can all get behind.
So to give a little bit of context of what's going on here.
Okay.
Somebody somewhere had started putting up flyers of Obama as the Joker.
Right.
And so Alex is like, I'm going to fucking capitalize on this. It's going to be great.
Naturally.
So he started a contest where he was paying people to put up these flyers around of Obama as the Joker.
Sure.
And now he's like, I told you to follow the law. And we got a lot of publicity.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
So Alex is just riding high on the wave of Obama Joker posters that are being posted.
What a simpler time.
It was.
It was. This was like pre-Gamergate. People were just like, oh, Obama looks at his, he's wearing makeup. This was pre-brown suit Obama.
I actually did try to find if Alex had a take on tan suit.
On the tan suit gate? Yeah.
I was unable to find his coverage of that, although I'm sure it's somewhat. It was probably on the nightly news. He probably didn't cover that on the main show.
I'm sure.
So these posters of Obama as the Joker, they're being put up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere! So now let's enjoy Alex listing off cities.
Okay.
But the media is saying it's an act of vandalism, an act of terrorism, and they get to whine and suck their thumbs out of hundreds of cities. I mean, we're talking Belfast, Ireland, London, England, Sheffield, England, Moscow, Russia, Tokyo, Japan, San Antonio, Texas, Dallas, Texas, San Diego, Los Angeles, Seattle, Kansas City, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Indiana.
We've taken a turn.
Everywhere. I mean, the videos are pouring in, hundreds of them. And I'd say 98% of the videos, I've seen a couple. 98%. Looked at the contest rules and are following them, haven't been too overzealous. You're putting them on power poles, common areas, hanging them up over other broadsheets. That's what I said. Hang them up in those high traffic areas. And so when they try to whine and suck their thumb and say, you need to be arrested, you can go, oh, did you call for arresting all these rock and roll posters and church posters and broadsheets and local ads for the Five and Dime or the swap meet or the flea market or the lost cat or the lost dog.
I get it.
You cannot put those posters up. Are you anti-rock?
Do you not want people to find their dogs? Sir, how dare you? He's very defensive about this for... That's kind of the vibe. Like,
yeah,
he thinks
bit.
He's going to be arrested for putting up these signs.
Sure.
And spoiler alert, he does not get arrested for putting them. What's up?
Damn it. Yeah. I like
you know
how...
What, you know what? My name is too close to damn it.
Damn!
Because that's what I thought was happening. So...
I like how the list started so global.
Sure.
It was all over
Tokyo,
the place.
Tokyo, Japan.
And then it was mostly in Indiana.
I also like that he was like, London, England. And then he remembered Paul
Sheffield,
Joseph Watson
England.
Lives in
what?
Sheffield. PJW lives there. He probably put one up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Rolla, Missouri.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Silver Dollar City.
Oh.
What?
Egypt, Missouri.
Cairo. It's
yeah,
spelled like Cairo, but they
sense
pronounce it Cairo.
It's the same thing.
So Alex has these flyers that he's put up, and he's very defensive about the fact that these... Like, he's going to get arrested for this.
Although
he's not. And so he waxes a little bit poetic about how the nails and the staples that put up these posters are beautiful.
Wait, what?
We posted a bunch of these photos. You can just Google handbills on wall or flyers on power pole or light pole. You'll get thousands of images. You've all seen them. I mean, what pole, what wooden pole in a town or city doesn't have... I knew, because I always thought it was almost a work of art, I knew that when I Googled nails in telephone pole.
What is happening?
That it would be art, that photographers, because I've seen it many times and thought, that looks like a work of art. All these thousands of individual, diverse nails, different types, nailed in different ways, some crooked, some straight, old pieces of metal ripped off, staples. I remember when I was putting up last week dressed as the Joker in South Austin on Oldorf. This is a work of art.
Wait, what?
This morning when I called Watson up and I said, I'm going to send you some images of people that have taken photographs of nails as art. I mean, people put so many posters up, so many broadsheets up that from 8 feet in the air down to 2 feet in the air on the side of the pole, it's just solid nails and staples. And I think it's kind of pretty. And I'm glad other people think the same thing. It doesn't matter anymore. I'll probably be arrested because I try to be artistic.
No. I don't know if you all heard that, but at the end he said, maybe I'll be arrested because I'm too artistic.
That was one of the stranger things I've ever heard a human being do.
Yeah.
Because at first I was walking along with it going, oh, this is a man who's just aesthetically appreciating posters.
Yeah.
Which I think we've all done. Like, I've seen the Tate Museum. There's been, like, those cool punk posters, stuff
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
And then he turns into, like, I'm going to fuck that pole.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck that pole. That pole is hot.
And I'm turned on by the nails and staples.
I'm turned on by the nails. 2 feet to 8 feet. Uh-huh. That's 6 feet of greatness.
Right.
So almost all of the time on the show is spent on this stuff. Like, this is a very, very important bit. Like, he's getting a lot of publicity from it.
Naturally.
And he's self-conscious and thinks he's going to be arrested. And wants to tell people, you put up rack posters. Bleh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Stop being mean.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to address this. I'm a sweaty dude. So if you see me sweating, don't worry. I'm not going to have a heart attack or anything. Just to get ahead of this.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. So we jump off this topic and we get to do something else. And Alex has a guest that he's going to be having on, which is pretty exciting. I think this sounds pretty exciting.
And then there's the whole hypocritical angle of you can show Bush as a vampire, a demon, a devil, a joker. That's fine. Heck, we even found old clip art where they'd had programs hanging him up on power poles. That's okay. But no, they're on the news saying we need to be arrested. Oh, yes, sir. You don't hang up our Lord, our Savior, Barack H. Obama. We'll go over all this, play some of the news clips, tell you about all the big guests we got lined up today, like Steve Quayle. And we got the fella that made the big stir with the gun outside the Obama event. He's coming on.
Wait.
It's quite a credit.
If I understand correctly, the credit that this man is given is... he was outside of an Obama event waving a gun around.
Well, he caused quite a stir.
What is that?
With a gun at an Obama event.
Fair enough.
So I think Alex, he could have had an all right angle with the hypocrisy thing if he was actually facing any consequences for people putting up those Obama posters.
Sure.
Or if people also didn't complain about the anti-Bush ones. The hypocrisy angle would be good, but it's unfortunately not real. But this guy, he made a stir outside the Obama event with a gun.
I think you can make a stir outside of any event with a gun. I would strongly suggest that guns make a stir at all events.
Yeah, it's very stirry.
Any event involving a gun is also being stirred by said gun.
We should just call guns whisks.
Oh, I got my cooking tools.
Yeah.
All right.
So, fun fact, in this week in American history, you would actually need to be more specific about who you're talking about.
God bless America.
There were two dudes who made a stir with guns at Obama events on the same day in New Hampshire. Obama was set to do a speech at Portsmouth High School, and a 62-year-old dude named Richard Terry Young was found in the school hours before the event was set to begin, having snuck in without a ticket because he, quote, wanted to hear what Obama had to say. He was picked up by the Secret Service, and it turns out he had a loaded gun in his car.
I want video of that interview.
I just want to hear him out.
What he had to say.
Yeah. So he got picked up by the Secret Service, and he got convicted of trespassing and carrying a concealed weapon without a permit. But wildly didn't do any time. It turns out you can just sort of walk on that one.
All right.
Seems nuts. So Alex's guest is the other guy at that event who made a stir with a gun.
Right. Right.
This is a guy named William Kostrick. It's perfectly legal to carry a gun openly in New Hampshire. So Kostrick did that outside the Obama event while carrying a sign that said, "It's time to water the tree of liberty."
All right.
Now, which I think we can understand is a veiled death threat.
I'm going to throw this out there. You would have to put a veil on it for that to be a veiled death threat.
That's a fair point.
That's more of just a, I want to murder that guy.
Yeah, yep.
According to TJ.
Yeah. It's probably within the realm of free speech, but like, come on, let's not
That's
pretend we
realm
don't understand.
To be within yeah. the probably realm.
Yeah. So he didn't get arrested or anything because he was on private property with his sign and all that. But he did end up going on Hardball where Chris Matthews yelled at him. So he's continuing his press tour a little bit by going on Alex's
okay.
show.
Okay, I'm starting to lose my mind a little bit because I don't understand time. I don't understand how you can be like, I'm going to murder the president. You can't catch me over here.
Right. I'm on the grass.
But then you can go on TV and be like, I wasn't going to murder the president. You have to be both.
Yeah, you got to be one or the other.
That's infuriating.
Do you want to hear a little bit of Chris Matthews yelling at
yes!
him?
Yes!
Okay. Here is that.
Okay, let's ask. Okay, you brought a sign that said the Tree of Liberty has to be watered with the blood of tyrants, and you're carrying a goddamn gun at a presidential event. Yeah, I think those things make people wonder what you're about.
Right. The sign didn't say anything about blood.
What did it say?
It's time to water the Tree of Liberty.
And where did that come from? That line?
It's a quote from Thomas Jefferson.
And what's the rest of the line?
No, the rest of the line is for people to look up. It's not a soundbite. They need to understand the context.
What's the rest of the line from Jefferson?
The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Okay, well, you're carrying a gun and you're carrying that sign, and right. you don't think people should worry about you?
No, I don't think people should worry about me.
I'm cool. You're carrying that sign and you're carrying a gun at a presidential event? Do you think people might think you're a weirdo? No, I'm good. I'm good. Cool.
All right, so I'm holding a weapon to shoot with, and I'm holding a sign that says, "Whom to shoot."
Right.
Now, why are people so confused about my intentions? This is about peace.
He's a cool dude.
Christ. All right.
We're not going to listen to any of his interview because it's boring as shit.
Oh, yeah? He didn't have anything more. Actually, that's the worst part, right? Because you see that interview, right? You hear that guy go like, oh, people should look it up. Because he doesn't have the fucking balls.
To just own that what he's saying
like,
is like,
I want to kill the president.
That is true. That's
you
why,
know what's an interesting interview?
What's that?
I want to kill the president.
But that's why Chris Matthews was trying to pull that out. Like, come that's on, fair. Man, what's the rest
come
of that
on,
quote?
Just say you're going to kill the president. We all want it.
We're all adults here. Come on, man.
The kids have gone to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as it turns out, Alex initially thought that this guy was a false flag.
Sure.
Because it's a little bit on the nose.
I want to kill the president!
Carrying a gun with that sign.
Yeah.
It's like, this probably is a setup.
Yeah.
And so that was Alex's theory, which he goes on to retract on this episode.
Okay.
And I watched over an hour of television this morning, and I can give you a report on that here in a moment. Anyways, let me tell you what we got coming up today. We have the gentleman coming on. It's not really a retraction, but it is. It's a clarification. We said maybe a patriot out there down the road. People do wear guns openly, and I think it's a good thing to exercise the Second Amendment, because if you don't exercise it openly and proudly, you lose it. And I've commended people that do
just
wear
like
firearms mm-hmm. openly, which is legal and lawful in almost every state, but the public's been conditioned that isn't the case, so it's good to break those taboos. And you got incredible courage, and I salute you. But the way Chris Matthews and others were reporting it, they were acting like there was somebody out there right in the crowd with Obama with a gun, And I said, if the Secret Service allowed that, this has got to be staged. And then I saw the earpiece, and the guy was clean cut, and I said, that might be some foundation person or some merc or who knows. I said, or it may be a patriot. But then we soon learned from Gary Franchi that he knows the fella and that he was down the road at private property that was putting on a demonstration.
What is it like to be
And
you?
I just salute him, and he's coming on the last 30 minutes to do it.
This merits a retraction. I talked some shit because he had an earpiece and didn't have a beard.
The list of things that you could have just said, like, I didn't know the guy.
Yep, no, look, I speculated a bunch, talked some shit, right, turned out,
But I've changed my mind, but maybe I'll change it back later.
Yeah.
It's very malleable.
So, Alex has been seeing that there are some hate coming his way.
Sure.
Because of these posters.
Not
these
because Obama of all posters. Of his life livings.
No.
Mainly because he put a poster of Obama with a little Joker makeup on.
Yeah, and so he decides to read a piece of hate email.
Okay.
That he
I'm
got.
In.
Which is a little strange.
Okay.
I'm getting death threats now, and I'm getting scores of emails. I mean, we didn't count them. Probably 50, 60, 70. I don't know. Going through them. Here's one from Chanda. I think you should be thrown in jail for what you're trying to promote.
Sure.
He is and still will be the president.
Probably.
Of the United States, and there is nothing that your white supremacist self can do about it.
Cut
you are a disgrace to the human race, and I hope Obama puts you and your crew under the jail. And they say this in two newscasts I have. In another newscast that was on a Florida station, I can't find it now. It's off their main page. They say it's the most horrible thing they've ever seen, and we need to be arrested.
So we're talking about all these news coverages, and he's reading an email that someone sent him.
Yeah, I'm really confused as to what's going on here.
Right. Why are you reading this email?
Yeah, what are these newscasts that he's referencing in an email that they aren't in?
That seems like it's a bigger deal, right? Okay. The newscasts that are being
well,
done.
There's
not,
two
not
that he,
reading yeah. a random email that he got from somebody.
Yeah.
But I guess that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So in addition to demonizing Alex about these posters, we got other people who are being demonized, like somebody who's currently in jail for seditious conspiracy.
Wow.
For trying to overthrow the government.
I think we all know.
This is the Southern Poverty Law Center report. And who do they come after? Who are they worried about? They're worried about former Campaign for Liberty, high-level person, come military on. Veteran,
Say
Special
it.
Forces
come on.
Officer, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, because he's real. I've sent people to the meetings. We've met with them. These guys are real. It's real. They're professional. They're serious. They're focused.
No
the
shit.
Establishment is scared to death that we're going to reach out to the military and police and wake them up. Just to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Sure. It sounds like they were right to be worried about that.
I do appreciate...
Go back to 2009. People are worried about Stuart Rhodes. Good. Good.
Yeah. Right on.
Time has shown.
Oh, boy. It almost feels like Stuart Rhodes read the email as a dare. Like, what can you and your white supremacist ass do about it?
Wait a second. I've got
his
a
own
team.
Eye out. Let's do this.
So they're
the Expendables. Yeah,
they're
sorry.
All demonizing him.
Yes,
there's everybody, all these patriots across the board are
right.
being demonized
because he's a piece of shit.
And this can only mean one thing: not that they're all up to no good.
No, sure,
and deserve criticism.
Right.
It's that there are false flags coming.
Yeah.
And Alex has some predictions.
Okay.
So they are pre-scripting all of this, and I've been saying all week. They have got to stage terror attacks now.
They've got
their agenda's dead. And so I've been telling people, get ready for this. We're now seeing the preparatory phase as they prep the public that this is going to happen. And so get ready. We've got to get the word out now, like I did 2 months before 9/11. That they are getting ready to stage something. I'm sorry to the feds that your bosses are going to bomb you. We're trying to stop it.
I think that Alex had visions. I think he had visions and he's just not telling people. And then those visions didn't come true. You all right there?
Sorry, I just love the idea of like being like, hey, we got to warn people about this thing, 9/11. Because we stopped it last time.
He had prophetic dreams.
Listen, if we warn people like we did 9/11.
Ta-da.
Oh, God.
See, it turns out that warning people on the radio in advance only works with fake things.
Right.
And so it worked in this case. He stopped whatever plot
but
he was imagining.
But not 9/11.
Nope. Didn't stop that one.
Right. Yeah.
Nope.
Jesus Christ.
So we got Steve Quayle coming on.
Yes.
Steve Quayle, for those who may not remember, he's a real weirdo.
Yep. Classic. Classic weirdo.
He is. And he's a prophet, according to Alex. And he's written some books about biblical giants.
The Nephilim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love a good Neph.
And so...
Is that racist against a mythical creature?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah. So Steve comes on, and the two of them just kind of riff back and forth a little bit about how, like, the big there's big terror attacks coming.
There's big terror attacks.
Because they probably both had visions. They're both prophets. You know.
We are now at a full-scale red alert. There are too many things happening. There are too many activities.
Steve,
happening.
Stay there. I agree with you. I mean, I've been saying get ready for them to demonize the militias. That's in preparation for staged terror attacks. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you now seeing? We are entering the vortex right now.
We were in the vortex.
God damn it.
We didn't even know it. How terrifying.
Here's the problem with our show is that sometimes I pull back way too far and I'm like, somebody needs to put together a clear timeline of how often and when we are or are not in the vortex.
Oh, man.
But here's the problem then. We have people who dream of such creations, and I cannot wish that into the world. Do not discover when or when we are not in the vortex.
I'm terrified of, like, a chart, like some sort of a graph.
Right, right, right. The grand unified theory of the vortex.
Right.
I like it.
Couldn't we... I honestly think we're constantly in and out of it, right? I mean, it's like... Schrodinger's vortex. Last night at the show, we wrestled with whether or not we're individuals or a collective.
It was intense.
A fucking heady trip so far.
It was intense. Yeah.
So Steve and Alex believe that if enough people repent, then they can avert whatever terror attack is going to happen.
All right.
That's what Steve thinks anyway.
So if enough people decide that they have sinned and they will no longer sin. Like, let's repent. Let's define repent. Because I feel like they get to say, like, oh, if enough people repent without actually defining what it is enough people need to do. Like, does that mean, like, if we get 30,000 people to get on their knees and be like, I suck, then it doesn't happen?
I think that's what
Steve... Give me a number!
Steve, I think you'd take 30,000.
30,000's a great number. I mean, we're doing all right. But I don't think any of y'all are going to repent for shit. And I don't want you to! All right. Okay.
So that goes on for a while. And despite the fact that they're, he's saying everyone's got to repent, Alex doesn't bring up that God gives him visions of the future.
It seems it's really weird that, for the time.
Yeah, 2009. It's right there for him to bring up, and yet he doesn't.
Totally.
So
just like with 9/11.
So Alex is, he makes a little bit of an accidental slip up here. And I think I kind of started to figure out why he was so obsessed with this whole poster thing.
Okay.
You see, when they came out and said it should be illegal to put these up and the person should be arrested a week and a half ago, I said, well, I'm going to stand up with the First Amendment. We'll put up some free flyers, ask folks to print them up, put them out. People said, you ought to do a contest. We said, okay, whoever puts up the most in public legal places, you'll win $1,000, second place, $500, third place, $200. And that contest and the rules are up on Infowars.com. Big banner right there. And then I started getting demonized by publications and news for it. And now they're saying I need to get arrested. Not just whoever put them up in Florida, but I need to be arrested. And it's always some foreigner, can't even speak English, saying,
sorry,
arrest
what?
Him now. I mean, these people make me sick. Well, ladies and gentlemen, next they'll want to arrest you for this shirt. We've got to not give in to the chilling
effect.
Get the
fuck out of
here. We've got to take action and say no to them and their system. Because if you don't stand up for something, you will lose it.
And on the back, it's got InfoWars.com.
You bet.
There's a bunch of different variants. One just says InfoWars.com. Some say in the Fed. Some of the T-shirts say wake up before it's too late or stop the criminal, InfoWars.com.
It might be all about selling a shirt. The whole thing might just be about selling a shirt.
I mean...
being a bit racist and xenophobic.
I'm going to be honest. There is something a little quaint. I haven't heard it pronounced foreigner in a long time. It is a little bit exciting. I don't know.
Especially when it's followed immediately with a shirt
ad. No, I understand. That's the thing about it. It's like, I do love that, like, ah, they're coming for you. And that's why you got to buy the shirt.
Which will probably be illegal to wear soon.
Totally. That's why they're coming for
Get
you.
It now.
Wait, so if I don't want them to come for me, I shouldn't buy the shirt, right?
Well, that's what will attract them, too.
No, you got to buy the shirt.
What? Then I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah.
I don't want the shirt.
You get the shirt.
Okay, I'll get the shirt.
All right.
Does it say Infowars.com on the back?
Well, it's in the vortex.
That is a sharp-looking vortex.
Yeah, baby.
So Steve is in a very severe mood. Obviously, if we need to repent, then, you know, that's...
30,000.
Yeah. So here's where he tells people what they need to be doing. It's rough.
Oh.
It is rough.
I am so absolutely in a period of turmoil because there are... When I say this... If you can no longer just go by the information, waiting for more information, you've got to get prepared. And I'm telling everybody I know, Alex, I dealt most of yesterday with people telling me they've got to get out of where they're at. I'm telling people that they'd better start moving now. If you live east of the Mississippi, you should be looking at the mountain places where maybe some old tourist hotels. When I say old, tourist hotels that are unoccupied during the fall.
Wait, what?
During the winter, go up and rent a place. But get out of where you're at, especially if you've got high visibility. I can tell you this. The veterans that have heeded my warning, and there are certain things I don't say publicly that they know that can be validated through their own channels. Wait, a lot of them have already left the country.
They're all out of here. They're all squatting in some random mountain retreat that's unoccupied at this time of year.
I understand. Like, we all know that this is silly, right? But there's a person out there who thinks that a man is being serious when he says, if you live east of the Mississippi, go break into a random place.
Get out of
in
town.
In the mountains.
Run! It is
and
now
you'll be
time.
Fine.
My military sources, who I'm not going to tell you
who I'm not
going to
tell you about.
But trust me, they're cool. They're all gone already. So you got to go. Into the vortex!
But like... Somebody did it, right? Somebody did it. Like, okay, so he said it to a million people.
Yeah,
or like the 10,000 that were listening at that hour.
Uh-huh.
Or like the 5. Or it was you. So you've moved to the woods.
I have an announcement. I am squatting in a mountain retreat. That's actually why we took this tour. He's dropping me off.
We gotta I can't afford you anymore.
It is such a bummer that someone probably did. You know?
They had to have.
Yeah.
Or no one did and all of this is fake and none of us are real. Like, right? Doesn't it have to be one or the other? Like, either you're real or none of us are.
Yeah. And it's not me who's real because I would be less sweaty.
I mean, look at me.
If I could choose.
It's not me.
So, Steve and Alex, they're talking about the coming false flags and what have you. And one of the things that they think is going to happen is a bioweapon release.
Obviously!
Which is suspiciously similar to narratives that we would go on to see a decade and a little bit more afterwards.
15 years? 15 years.
Ugh.
Oh, we're so old.
Listen to me. Right now, they're going to go hot. Meaning going hot. I know you and I probably, if there's any place we disagree on, is the lateness of the hour, okay? And when I say disagree...
No, Steve, I mean, sir, I just believe we can stop it.
I know.
Sure.
I would say this.
Like 9/11.
The powers that be are anticipating the intentional release of the most deadly biological pathogens. I don't know if the first series of injections...
Stay there. You're saying the intel you've got is they're going hot. We'll see when... When we get back, the word we've got is October. But if we get the word out, I believe they will take the green light off.
They'd probably just stop it if we talk about this.
I mean, it feels like it should be a lot harder to just be like, I think they're going to kill all of us tomorrow.
Right? intentional bioweapon release.
Yeah, there should be more. There should be more build up than just like, man, I know I've said this yesterday and then the last month and then 6 years before that and every day until the end of time. I think they're going to kill us all tomorrow.
And I'm going to keep pretending it's a different thing.
Right.
It's a slightly different thing
because
that I'm afraid of.
Because on the back of the shirt is Infowars.com.
Right. There's a million things that could be on the front to be scared of. Limitless.
Yeah, there is no limit. Babies with 1 foot.
What?
Ooh, terrifying. Ah! That's because of abortion.
Oh, awful.
All of you got weird about that. Like, that was your fault.
So the world is in chaos, obviously.
Obviously.
Steve has bummed us out. He has told us to head to the hills. Alex is upset about a poster. And trying to sell a shirt.
Yes.
What is going on in the world? It's chaos.
Okay.
What?
I feel like, now that I think more about Steve Quayle's plan.
Yeah.
All right. Is this not a Scooby-Doo story? So these people, they're terrified of apocalypse that's not coming. Mm. Go ahead and squat inside of an abandoned tourist destination. And then whenever the government comes to try and kick them out, they claim that a nuclear bomb is about to go off.
Sure, sure. That's why they had to go out to break, is because Steve was about to start
right.
complaining about that dog.
I thought it was because the Globetrotters were coming in.
It's one or the other.
Oh, God, I wish those Globetrotters were coming in. All right.
Meadowlark does not show up on InfoWars.
Meadowlark.
Thankfully.
Let's stop the show while I think about Meadowlark for a little bit.
Okay, yeah. We'll be back in five. Jordan's going to think about the Globetrotters that were on the Amazing
great.
Race.
All right, we got to stop.
So the world is in chaos, uh-huh. but that does not mean there's not time for commerce. And this got me very, very excited.
Okay.
But for the next 5-6 minutes, I want to bring our sponsor up because even though the world is crazy, we need to all continue to go on living and preparing ourselves and trying to save money and also thanking all of our sponsors that make this radio show possible. And Marty Schachter, World War II vet in the Chemical Corps, came back from World War II with his papa and now with his son and their family. 60-plus years later, what's 47 to 2009? That's almost 70 years. It's incredible. Just absolutely
That's almost
amazing.
80 years.
Almost. So we got Marty Schachter.
Oh, baby.
This is the only place in the world that I could say Marty Schachter and there would be a woo.
A ripple goes throughout the crowd.
Even from one person. That's... What have we done?
What have we done?
We've created a world where people know who Marty Schachter is. For those who don't know, in case someone got dragged here, he is a guy who makes soap.
Yeah.
He is a
oh, soap. No. You think it's going to get better.
It is. He's a soap maker who's uh-huh. one of Alex's old-time sponsors.
Uh-huh.
And because Alex couldn't get sponsors back then, he would always he would just put up with anything. And Marty would always make him... he would force him to let Marty tell a limerick.
Seriously. Honestly, over the years, considering how far the bar has been lowered,
uh-huh.
over the years, like, Marty Schachter has risen above...
He's the best.
...to the point where it is like, I mean, they're not great. And they're usually offensive.
Very much so.
But goddamn it, I love a limerick.
There's something about, like, just what it means about the world that Alex has to put up with someone doing limericks on his show.
What are
That's
you
delightful
doing?
To me.
What is there any other situation where a man has been held hostage by a limerick? Fucking.
I think, you know, some bars on like, St. Patrick's Day.
No!
Maybe.
Jesus Christ. John Wayne and the Quiet Man wasn't held this hostage by the Irish.
Well, do you wanna hear a man who is
Absolutely.
That held hostage?
Yes.
All right. I don't know how this is gonna work with an audience.
Okay.
But this might be a mic down moment.
I might need to leave the stage.
So enjoy Marty Schachter okay. forcing Alex to do a limerick.
Here we go.
And Marty, it's always great having you pop in here on the show. Give us today's limerick.
A wonderful bird is a pelican. His bill can hold more than his belly can. He can hold in his beak enough food for a week, and I wonder how in the hell he can. Thank you.
Hey, Marty, great having you.
I want to go home now.
There is no purer misery than that. Oh, God. That's good.
I don't know. I think maybe you just made it all worth it.
He brought a laughter and clap machine. I've never heard that. I've heard Marty Schachter on a number of times doing his limericks. I've never heard him bring his own sound effects. I was over the moon.
How could you not be?
I didn't care about the posters. I didn't care about anything. I was like, well, this is the episode. I mean, Marty Schachter came in and did a bird limerick and played his own applause drop. That's a certain kind of hell.
There's two things I want to know. I want to know what it was like when New York City had its last day as the capital of the United States. And I want to know what Marty Schachter was thinking when he was like, oh, man, my own applause machine.
Well,
he's torturing a man. Like, yes. What else can he do? You can't hurt a man more than bringing an applause machine to an I hate you contest.
I do like the idea that he's doing this intentionally to fuck with us.
He's gotta be. Yeah. He's gotta be.
The moment that I think is the most beautiful that I think of is like when he's at home getting his clap machine ready.
Totally.
He's probably testing it, you know. He's
oh
probably
my
like,
God.
Just
no,
before the call like when he calls into
fucking his wife's in the other room like, Marty, are you really going to stay up there the rest of the night? Motherfucker. Oh, it only claps after a bad limerick!
That's
as good as it gets for me.
I also think that I kind of understand his impulse. Alex never gives it up.
That's true. That is true.
Because they're bad limericks, so his response is bad.
Right.
I would try to cheat that too, probably.
There are two ways to deal with everyone hating you. You could accept it and change, or you could replace them with an applause machine.
It's a life hack.
I think that's Jay Leno's career. Ah, come on! I don't know what we're doing. Trying to make an anachronistic reference.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look.
Yeah.
I think his soaps are probably good. I don't
know. Okay.
But we don't need to hear anything more from Marty Schachter. He comes in, he does the limerick, he gets
out. He does.
You crushed it. Congratulations, buddy.
He is perfect.
So now we have another guest that comes on. I don't remember why I remember this guy's name. It's Daryl Rundis. I am Daryl Rundis.
You are.
But I don't know why. I just thought his name was funny.
I genuinely forgot why it is we keep saying his name too.
I don't know.
What was he from?
He came on and he had a product that he was selling that was like when you open a book, a butterfly comes out.
No, that's what he did?
Like a folded paper butterfly.
I thought he was a caller for sure.
No. But I don't know. I don't remember what else he's got going on. But that name, it haunts me because I took it on as one of my
undeniable
gnomes de plume. So he comes on, Daryl Rundis.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, there's a lot of people in the history of InfoWars and their guests who have had, like, shit ideas. Like Daryl Rundis when he came in with the butterfly that comes out of a book.
It wasn't great.
But then there's other people like Daryl Rundis on this episode.
Okay.
He's got a good idea. And that kind of messes me up.
Now, YouTube censoring us. YouTube took down two of my videos. Not me joking around like the Joker to promote this contest. That's why I did
God
that.
God damn it.
But serious ones where I said, it isn't about Obama. It isn't about Bush. They're puppets. Let's come together against the New World Order. Obama's really a fascist, but he's just a front. The posters aren't racist. They're removing those because they don't want us to come together. And I remember a few months ago talking to Daryl Rundis, who's done a lot of big, successful things in the past.
Has he?
I said, he said, I'm going to start something for the people's own YouTube.
Okay.
And, there's a lot of other video sites out there, but this is going to be one where YouDoNews.com couldn't beat the URL. He said it was just available. Wow, that's providence. Just U, the letter U, donews.com. And there it is. It says, coming soon, Daryl. I would imagine we need to have you up for a main interview when it's ready to go.
Well, we should be ready to release it, or should I say unleash this on the public Monday.
Well said.
So. Good.
Well said, Daryl. So, I mean, look, this is 2009. He's launching a competitor to YouTube.
Right. He's launching...
The market was ready for this.
He's launching Udon Ooze. A Japanese noodle review site. Where he goes around and lets people know who's good and bad. In the Udon space.
That is also a great place.
I think
there's an opening in the market. So I think that like now we have all these other like Rumble and you know there's a number of YouTube competitors.
If he
could have actually made something that worked and got a foothold,
he
would be loaded now.
Like, he would.
It would be huge if he could have that from 2000. It didn't work.
No.
It did not work at all. And actually, I think it was kind of a doomed idea.
What makes you say that?
Well, here's some of his idea.
Okay.
Spell it out for America so they really get this, Alex. We, every single quarter, when we get out of beta testing, which should be about January, every quarter we're going to pay out 20% of our ad revenue. And we're going to distribute that ad revenue, that 20%, to everybody. Yeah, I don't care how long you've been a reporter with YouTube News. I don't care what content you produce. As long as it's your content, it's original content, you produce that news. You can take news clips from Fox, do commentary on it, news review is what we call that. Whatever it is, it's got to be creative, it's got to be original, it's got to be factual, it's got to be good, hard-hitting news. But at the end of that quarter, if you got, let's say, Alex, 10% of the total views on our website, you'd get 10% of that ad revenue.
Now, that's exciting, and it'll take a lot of bandwidth. We thought about doing something like ourselves. I just don't have the funds.
That's exciting. You sound like a fucking idiot.
Yep. you figured out the same scam everyone did.
Yeah. And that's a ridiculous plan.
That is so... Okay, so, okay. Everybody gets paid out 20%.
If they do news.
I don't know what news means.
It's anything, man.
I don't know what that means.
It's got to be your own thing.
I would prefer a site about noodles.
Yeah.
Udon News! Yes!
In 2009, you could have started your own channel on Daryl Rundis' site and done that.
Yeah.
And then you would have gotten paid.
Crushed it.
Gotten paid.
Absolutely.
How long do you think that this site lasted?
3.5 days.
It might have gone a little more than that.
Okay.
But it definitely...
4.5 days.
You got it.
Hey!
I'm not sure because you could get snapshots from the Wayback Machine. All I know for sure is that it was down within a year. It did not last. But I do know that Daryl kept the URL and he brought it back as a blog in 2016. And I only know this.
Oh my God! Is it about noodles?
No.
Ha!
It's about more dumb right wing bullshit.
Yeah. Okay.
But. It is one of the only websites on the internet that has ads for Daryl Rundis' butterflies that come out of books. So he does still have it. I can guarantee that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't want one.
You don't want one.
I want two. I want them all.
Yeah.
I want every butterfly to come out of those books.
You know, Dune is a big book.
It is. Fits a lot of butterflies.
Yeah.
I mean, ornithopters.
Whoa!
Boom!
I get that now. We got to get some of those butterflies.
We do.
Write that down.
I can't.
As soon as the show is over.
Get butterflies from Rundis.
Yeah. Daryl Rundis is going to be like, holy shit, I sold one.
Oh, my God. I sold all four of my butterflies.
So we actually only have one more clip.
Oh,
folks.
No!
Oh, I know.
Sorry.
But it's another great idea from Daryl.
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
This is wild.
Okay.
I heard him say this, and I thought, why?
All right.
What is happening?
Okay.
Enjoy.
All right.
What are your, some of your other websites you can plug today?
Hey, don't don't forget, I am still giving $20,000 away for anybody who can name the Ten Commandments in 20 seconds or less. So we give that away in October. So go to 10andwin.com. That's letters TENANDWIN.
Now, what's the catch? 10andwin.com. Why is it so hard, Daryl, to do it in 20 seconds?
Go ahead. Name all 10 in order of 20.
No, I can't do it.
Exactly.
So but I mean, I can certainly read it and train and probably.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's what you should do. Do you want $20,000, Jordan? First of all, I don't have $20,000. But second, do you think you could name the Ten Commandments in 10 or 20 seconds? Do you think you could name it the Ten Commandments without?
Okay.
I got to give you a time
limit. We got.
I also don't have a stopwatch.
Don't kill. Don't lie. Don't covet.
That's not an order.
Watch out for your mom. She's in the shower. dangerous times for people who want to fuck with idols.
That is in there.
We've got the. Shit! There's too much sand in your crack. That one's a good one.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got. Is that eight?
That one was more of a warning than a command.
Shit. I think my God's better.
So Daryl Rundis was, he was going to give $20,000 to someone who could name the Ten Commandments in 20 seconds.
What I don't understand is his pitch is, you can't do that, but you should learn how to do it, and then I'll give you $20,000.
Yep.
That's just a job. That's just a job. Hey, well, you can't clean my bathroom. You should learn how to clean my bathroom.
I'll show
you. And then I'll pay you $10,000 to clean my bathroom.
Yeah.
That's a job.
It is a little bit. It is a little bit of a task that he has set in front
of
people.
It's just a regular ass job. Okay.
So the way that this was set up was that you could send in your submission of you doing this in 20 seconds, and then he would randomly choose one person to give the $20,000 to.
Oh, my God.
Not everybody, so you could do all the work and not get any payoff.
Right, right. I like that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dan.
Yeah. I have no evidence he ever paid this off, by the way.
At a certain point, we've been doing the show long enough where I'm like, I don't even know. They could be fucking with me about that, too.
About there being 10?
Yeah, there might be 8, and they add 2 just to fuck with the libs.
Well, I did look it up before the show.
Okay.
There are 10.
There are 10.
Yeah.
Because of Charlton Heston.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was why. Yes.
Yes. That was why. He was like, I don't do fucking 8. 4 uh-huh. on a tablet? Get the shit out of here!
5 and 5.
5 and 5, that's the only way to do it.
That's right.
10 and 20 and you win.
That's right.
.com.
10 to win, 20 to win, 10 to win.
10 to 20. Oh, God, let's get out of here.
But all of this really does work towards the ultimate end, which is getting people to repent, and therefore
yes.
we can stop these false flags.
Oh, my God, that's right. That's what we were doing.
Synergy.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And maybe we'll sell a few shirts while we're doing it.
What's on the back of those shirts?
Vortex.
Ah!
And it's not the word. It is an actual vortex.
Yeah, yeah.
That all fear goes into. I don't know. So what have you learned today? How do you feel about what we've seen?
I am struggling with this this whole concept of if you're east of the Mississippi.
Right.
Because then don't we get to, like, in Japan and in other places, things are good.
Mm-hmm.
But then all we wind up doing is being in Indiana, which is east of the Mississippi.
And west, sort of.
Oh, my God. Fucking right? hell.
Right?
Where is Indiana?
We are all simultaneously east and west of the Mississippi.
Jesus Christ.
Freak out! You are the individual and the collective.
Ah! Ah! Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you so much
for coming out. Thank you so much. This has been awesome.